There comes in their lifetime a special moment where they are figuratively tapped on the shoulder and offered a chance to do a special thing, unique to them and fitted only for their talents. What a tragedy if that moment finds them unprepared or unqualified for that which could have been their finest hour. Sir Winston Churchill.
Let's get it. Let's get it. Welcome to another edition of the Self Mastery Audio Experience Podcast. I am Franklin. I got my man Maestro Mike Turner. Mike Maestro Turner to my left. I got my man Justin JC from JC Desserts to my right. What's good, fellas? How we doing?
Good.
Real good.
Good.
No complaints, bro.
Yeah,
no complaints.
Yeah, it's been a good day. Been a good day, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Hey, man. I got
good week. You know what I'm saying? It's week for them. You know, we talk.
True. We come to them weekly.
It's week. So they like, okay, what's been going on?
Right. Man, look.
And we just released the episode with Travis, so we got to start there.
That's going to say, let's jump into that, set that off a little bit. So what was that like, man? That was fire.
That was
amazing. I hope y'all check that out, but definitely, if you haven't, take the time to.
Facts. And don't be thinking all the big interviews, Stro leave Justin at home and he don't tell Franklin about it. Listen, y'all. Those episodes are not shot in the evenings. We do this in the evenings. Everybody got their time allotted for it. People of high influence, people who are traveling on tour stuff, I got to get them whenever I can get them.
Right.
And so we do have a special guest, and Justin got to be on that joke. So So we can announce it now because Travis Sales. Yeah. We got Travis Sales, but we do have Phil Bryan,
that's right.
Extraordinaire producer. Oh man, he's a musician for Kirk Franklin, music director for Tamela Mann.
Oof.
I mean,
resume fierce. Okay, I see you.
Entrepreneur.
Yeah. Yeah.
Father, family man,
yeah.
Worship leader.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's going to be crazy. Yo, let me tell you something. I'm still trying to figure out.
How'd you make that happen?
Bro.
Right.
Bro. I mean, it's not a game. Like, and let me tell you something, bro.
That's wild.
I'm living, was it Jeremiah 29:11?
And
I really got a good one. I got a really good one. I'm not, we don't press our beliefs on y'all.
True.
I just want y'all to see what it looked like. The truth is like a lion. It defends itself.
True indeed.
So it's just that. Well, I guess I need to talk about this. So
yeah.
I am being coached by E.T. himself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So literally he's doing the coaching for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
You bet your brown round I signed up for that.
Yeah. Yep. That was actually pretty dope that he did that.
I sure did sign up. Jasmine sent it to me. And Jasmine was like, Mike. I was like, I'm down. I'm like, let me
that
tell you something.
A thought,
and you know what? And that's why I say that's why you don't follow your heart. Because your heart instantly says, I'm maestro. I'm good.
I don't need that.
Like I got the book. I got the I listened to his podcast.
Never there.
Let me tell you something. You never there.
I was gonna say
that. And it don't hurt to stay a student.
That's real.
It don't hurt.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? It don't hurt to stay a student. So, bro, I'm talking about
I like that.
Every day.
Yeah.
Been just, I'm talking about feeding.
Oh, wow.
Feeding. You don't get to interact back. He's talking and you listen. As you should when you're getting coached.
Yeah.
And so, fire. Shout out to E.T. for that.
Yeah, man,
but he gave us this scripture, and that was Isaiah 41:10-11. Can you pull that up?
Yeah.
You can pull it up, Frank. That's just what I've been on, bro. I'm talking about all day. Pull that joker up, bro. And I'll edit if I need to. I ain't worried about the time it's taking.
Isaiah?
Yeah, Frank got to pull up on the phone. You need the Apple goggle thing.
Yo.
Have y'all seen?
Yo. That thing's crazy.
Man.
I'm not ready. I mean, I'm not going to be the old guy in the room.
Dude,
but it's
joint,
like
that joint is
this a, is a bit much.
Like how the phone did what
much.
The phone did. That them goggles.
Can you feel it? You can feel like this is. Remember when Mike Jones was the only one that had an iPhone back in the day?
Yo,
Pastor Jones,
dude.
Bro, this is iPhone 1. Like this is
yeah,
the
I
beginning.
Would say, yeah, the start like when the whole metaverse started. That felt like a shift, but it won't. I don't think it's this.
This is different.
Because I was watching.
This is still metaverse, though.
I mean, but I'm saying like.
But I know what you mean. The way they try to jump too fast. They try to jump too fast.
Facebook. Yeah.
But this is meta, because what this is Gary Vee was saying it's not going to be so much as virtual reality, but it's going to be augmented reality.
So now you interact. And you,
So it's still the metaverse. It's just that they're going to just merge it.
Dude. No, that's what. That's what's going to happen.
There's so much in that. But all right, let me see. 41. Yeah. Verses 10 to 11 says, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. See, all your angry enemies lie there, confused and humiliated. Anyone who opposes you will die and come to nothing." Is there translation was you reading into? Is there any other one that was kind of
NIV? Okay. Are you on NIV?
I use New Living Translation.
Go to NIV quick, because the words do matter.
All right,
here we go. Read it again. Oh, bro, it's all good. Go ahead.
All right, so, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God." Yeah, that wasn't another one. "I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish." Yeah. That's definitely a different in that
translation. So where we're at with it is, so long we've been reading whatever, and just saying, oh, this is great. It's a personal story.
Right.
Time to run. Time to yell. Time for the organ.
Right.
Time for a charismatic move. But the way we're learning it and the way he's teaching it is like, no. That's a application. That's an app.
I like that.
I'm no longer seeking revenge. It's a principle, Frank.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm no longer seeking revenge. I don't have to dig two graves now.
Wow.
And when you operate in that fully, you don't even care about what happens to the person who wronged you.
Mm.
You're not even.
That's facts.
It's not even on your mind. But when I realize how much ego that we carry when we get hurt.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so you're like, well, how you get that out of that scripture? Did you hear it? Anyone that opposes you, if you're doing right, of course, if you're honoring the commandments, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so when you're there, there's just an automatic covering. And people are like, well, some people get cancer, some people get, yo, you're missing it. Everybody has a purpose.
Right.
Not everybody's going to be healed from cancer. Not everybody's going to make it through a car accident. Mm-hmm. This is basic instructions before leaving Earth. Less stress. Peace that passes all understanding.
Right.
So if I'm getting peace that passes all understanding, that is literally what I apply.
Yeah, I like that.
To get peace. Even if I got cancer, even if I got, you know what I'm saying, a terminal disease, even if the job is gone, even if I got haters. Right. Bro, we're about to tear this place up. Let me stop while I start running around in here. It don't matter what it is.
That's real, man. That's good.
Don't matter what it is. Oh, so, yeah, I'm gonna warn y'all right now. I'm cooking. Like I said, I'd have been under the gun. I'd have been under the fire through my boy, E.T., bro. I'm trying to tell you, it gave me the upgrade because... and we're not even going to talk about a lot of that on here because we're going to do that on Saturday. But a lot of what people are missing is the spiritual side.
That's real.
Can tell you when we was just back and forth every week, I'm like, bro, you pray today? Like, you praying during the week?
Right.
Because what we think is missing, it ain't an LLC-related thing. It's not tax-related. It's not.
That's good.
This is a website. It's not that. That's the little stuff you can do with your hands. There's a place beyond that that you can't control, like that TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Like that Cronut. You didn't.
Mm-hmm.
That just came out of nowhere. Know what I'm saying?
That's real.
You could have looked at that Cronut and be like, you know what? That's sweet.
On to the next. Yeah,
good for him. Good. I love that for him.
Right.
But something pressed on you. And you was like,
and that's big.
That's something that pressed on you. That's
And that's a big point right there. Like, you know, you don't realize how many things you maybe overlook. It is pressing on you. Like, it is pressing on you. Like a cronut, you know, opportunity at a TV show. But you know, how many times did we just that ain't it? You know, thinking that ain't it.
Because by us not living principle based lives, what we're doing is we're more concerned about how we gonna get the groceries, how we gonna, because of management of funds, because of management of funds. This one ain't for the group that's super struggling right now. No, I'm talking about the people that spend $100 VIP on the weekend and then you eating ramen noodles on Monday. The one that got J's lined up by the door, but you don't have food in the refrigerator. So we're talking about like that. When you living in this principle-based life, you're living life on the offense instead of the defense.
I like that.
When you're living on a defense, you're concerned about your inspection sticker. Mm-hmm. When you're living on the offense, you know that has to happen.
Right.
We're going to have groceries. We're going to have, we're not going to go to Outback this week.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. That's just the difference. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you're able, you have peace through it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You have peace through it because you literally can, you understand how it works, how everything moves. You understand the pecking order.
Yeah.
It's like Outback is way low on the priority list.
That's what I was trying to say. Yeah, it's priorities.
Priorities. That's it.
That's it.
Priorities. What's getting met? Like, I think that's like when you look at it for low income housing or something like that. Mm-hmm. Where people, I mean, you can be a college student. Like, are your basic needs being met? Just being able to live.
Right.
Like, a lot of stuff, you know. I was talking to, I was at the farmer's market the other day, and we were talking, me and just the guy who runs it, and we were just talking about the price of it is to go to work, to make, how much does it cost to make money? Mm-hmm. Just on that realm. And
I like
just
that.
Like, you know, just thinking about that, and it's like, it's a lot.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
That's big, man.
And how the peace comes in for the person that's fighting me in their mind right now. They're fighting me.
And hearing that.
The peace comes in if I be faithful over this, if I be faithful over inflation, if I be faithful. There were people that made decisions that it's 2020, we're on lockdown, and the best place I should go is a strip club. That is where I should be.
Yeah,
I should be at a strip club right now. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
That's good.
That's not the principles.
That's good, man.
I know that's a lot to be saying. You know what I'm saying? I know we PG on this podcast. We got kids watching, but we talking about adults making decisions.
That's real, though.
In 2020. Yeah. We seen them in clubs. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. That's what you're using to take ease your mind. Right. I get it. Right. But literally, we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring.
Yeah.
And that means you're not living a principle-based life. It brings more stress.
Right.
It brings more stress. You have unknown stress when you're not living on principles.
Wow.
You won your girl cheating from going to jail.
Yeah.
You won somebody disrespecting you at the light from going to jail, catching a charge.
On that edge.
When you're going on feelings.
That's big.
You hurt.
Yeah.
You hurt.
That's good.
I'm one, Franklin, you didn't make it to the call on Saturday, and I blow up. I'd have messed up the whole chemistry.
Yeah.
We were saving lives. You did make a mistake.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if I'm on principle, I'm like, this brother has been down for years.
Yeah, it sounds different. You know, it's a whole different delivery. And that's the thing, too. The principle, you hear the principle as far as the person that, you know, you're speaking to, if they're principle-driven, they hear it. They know it's not like, oh, strong God.
And you feel it.
Yeah, it's way different. It's a different, the conversation actually is less, you know, less words and more more of the understanding. Like,
Ain't nothing like Papa saying, do better.
That's it. It's less, two words, you know, that's.
I'm disappointed.
Yep.
Yeah, did y'all feel that? Was anybody triggered listening just now? Was anybody? Yeah. I'm disappointed, Junior.
Dude, that messed with you for
that joint right there.
That dude messed with you for a few days.
That joint, you hold that. Hey, you know what's even worse? When they don't say nothing and just walk in. Hey, look, Dad just walk out the door. I done told Frank showed up the whole podcast, okay? His arm is sore right now, okay?
Shoulder. It's a good shoulder. We good.
Your dad just, I'm like, let me stop beating this man's shoulder. All right, so your pops literally walks out the door and says, and he don't say nothing. He just grabbed the lawnmower because you.
Yeah.
And he just started cutting. And you, you to win the house, right? Mm-hmm. You did your homework, if you did your homework. Yeah, yeah. And then you go in and say, you to walk to the refrigerator. And you I'm talking about, I can see it right now. I got the Capri Sun, whatever it is. I'm like, you know, this is like 12. Yeah, it's like 12, 13, yeah. Right? Yeah. You're like, ah. Oh. Hey, you come to the door, he look at you like. You know what I'm saying?
Don't work like,
that was worse, dog. Yeah. I'd rather just get to fussing.
Right.
Because it's like, yeah. And I'm definitely going to use that strategy for mine. Yeah, I was going to say definitely that. Use that strategy.
It's a different weight.
Sometimes the silence is.
Yeah, it's a different weight to it.
Yeah. But like we said, principle is we do it in love.
Yeah.
And when you do it in love, you can have a lot of tough conversations in love.
Yep.
All right, listen up. This is Stro saying, get ready to embark on a journey to wellness with our incredible sponsor, Motivation Central, the elite training center for your mind. I want you to imagine reaching for the next level in your life with other individuals who are just as passionate as you are. Join Franklin and I every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for group coaching calls designed to transform your mind with proven strategies and high-level accountability. You know, in the chaos of life, self-care often takes a backseat. But what if I told you that creating the best version of yourself could be as simple as immersing yourself in the right environment with others who are hungry and the culture of celebrating each other is already established? Hey, what if I told you that switching the lens on your big goals and dreams, you know, looking at them differently, would make them more manageable? Think of your dream like a huge block of ice. Well, to make that a nice sculpture, you'd have to start by hitting it once. In our sessions, we believe in balancing the five pillars of success: mind, body, spirit, soul, business. We come together to share what we call small wins. These are small goals that were executed this week that will ultimately lead to these big dreams that we all have. It's a call to action, an invitation to take your success journey more seriously and make every day a success. Your new chapter begins now. Join the movement towards becoming the best version of yourself with Motivation Central, the elite training center for your mind. Join today by visiting patreon.com/maestroturner or visit our website at www.maestromotivates.com.
You know, personal, you know, development.
What is it?
What is that? You know, this is where this is centered around, this conversation starting with that. But,
yeah.
You know, what is personal development?
That's,
you know,
all we at. That's got, all we do.
You got Webster's Dictionary definition, not necessarily their definition, but what's that mean to you? What's that mean to you? What's that mean to me? You know, how would you define personal development?
No, go ahead, take it out.
Well, you,
I did make that. I was like, all right, I'm ready. I did make that move.
But I'm just saying, but I feel like you should just go for, because it's like I'm like a cheat code because I teach personal development. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
well, yeah.
That's like a cheat code, bro. Like, you know, I'm about to wax deep on that joint. I'm just like, you get hold of, give yours first.
Yeah. My thoughts on that is, you know, personal development, I see that as.
Because you're doing
work.
It.
Yeah, it's the work. It's the work that you're putting in on the things that there's only something that you can do. There's only things that you can do. Like, you know, there's things you can get help with and all that. And we're going to get into that too. Like, you know, when to actually, mm-hmm. when you actually need help.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only certain things that, there's only a few things that you can do.
Right.
And I say a few, I don't mean like one or two. But the work, the internal work, only you can do that. So personal development to me is literally when it, the spotlight, you know, whatever, however you want to put it, when you're on that stage, that's you. That's the time that you put in when you're out here in this world or wherever you may be. You know, the personal development shows up in those times where we see, you know, maybe not, and it's not even for necessarily everyone else to see, but you yourself say, man, I know 5 years ago, I wasn't doing this.
Right.
Uh-huh. You know, here now, I know I'm, you know, I know where I've come from. So that's why I see it. I see it as, you know, straight up the work that you put in for yourself, mm-hmm. not for anyone else's benefit, but for yourself to say, look, I know I'm capable of doing more. I know I'm capable of doing whatever it may be. And that's the work you put in. That's what I see it as.
Yeah. No, I kind of follow up on that too. I kind of broke it down.
You're walking personal development, yeah. bro. You can't be who you are and yeah. not do.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it, like, as we kind of brought it up, and you know, I was just thinking about it now, it's like, I broke it into like three different parts. So it's awareness, like just that. The acknowledgement of
awareness.
You know, taking notes, man. I want to be personally be better. I see where I'm at. I see where I want to go. The next is okay. How do I get there? The willingness to change.
Okay. See. So now I should have went first there.
Yeah.
I should have went first. Okay. No. We coming back. We coming back. No. Yeah. You. I want you to do the exact same thing, but I want to take our time on it.
Yeah.
I like that.
Wait. Don't go no further because I want to stay on awareness. So my definition was going to be the work that nobody sees.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like simple. That. The blind grind. Y'all know I used to. You remember that?
We gotta do that.
The blind grind. Oh, the blind grind ain't going nowhere, bro.
I know that. But
it just keeps. It's principle. So it just lives on forever. We're gonna give it new life. We'll reintroduce it. But the blind grind is a campaign that I did when I first started speaking in school.
Some of you maestro, I'm doing it. I'm pushing. I'm working hard. It ain't just working hard. It's working smart, man. My dad old school, y'all. My dad said, don't just work hard, Mike. Work smart. Because it's different. Some of you working hard, you grinding, you doing what you're supposed to be doing, but you're not working smart. So you got to take the time and get in that blind grind. The blind grind is the grind nobody sees. What are you doing when the coach is not watching? What are you doing when the CEO's not around? What are you doing when, like for real, after practice is over, how much push-ups do you do? What are you doing when nobody's watching? When your mama's not around? When your sister's not around? When nobody's around? What are you doing? That's the grind.
I'm just a jingle or something. Like, it's really powerful.
Yeah.
It's the work that nobody sees. Mm-hmm. And so, real quick before we get into awareness, because I like that. I want to do this. I want to break that down, Justin.
Yeah.
Stay where you at. And my lady, that's literally how I came up with it. Maybe somebody said it before me. I don't know. I never heard anybody else say it. She was like, this dude was kind of like throwing jabs at work. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was... you know, always looking over her shoulder, looking at her number. Oh, number's down today. You know what I'm saying? Like doing that kind of thing, a little silly thing. And so she said she never responded. Mm. What did the last part of scripture say? All your enemies who oppose you, it won't work, right?
Right.
All right, yeah. So so she literally never said nothing for like months. All of a sudden her name was top.
Mm.
And it dropped down on me, blind grind.
That's it.
While he was running his mouth. She was grinding.
Yeah, focus on what she doing.
Literally, you could have passed. You could have stayed where you were.
Yep.
But you started focusing on who's behind you, and we pressed towards the mark. We ain't going backwards, man. Let me stop. All right, so Justin's gonna lay this out. He got the layout for
a whole nother conversation.
It's a whole nother conversation. Because we got to move forward. We're not going backwards at all.
I mean, how many times you've seen like you know just in like you know. Track and field or whatever. You see somebody look behind, they fall down.
The Michael Phelps, where he got that goal.
Like, come on,
when
man.
He broke the records, when he became a legend.
Yep.
The guy, don't even remember his name, second place.
Exactly.
And they freeze framed it. He was like,
yep.
Looking at Mike, like, bro, don't watch me watch TV, bro. Don't watch me.
That was it.
But let's get back to the awareness. So,
so
Justin has what we call... this is what I call you know, the personal development. I mean, this is what we call it. And we're laying it out in an applicable way. So that's what it seems like he got. So since he got that, let's roll.
Yeah.
So the first one is what you said?
Awareness and acknowledgement is really what it is.
So I don't want to just boom, boom, boom. Yeah. I'm like, let's talk about awareness because people are not self-aware.
Yeah, that's big.
And that ties in with – what we was talking about is like, bruh, when do you get help?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know you need help? How do you know that you may have a disorder?
Yeah.
How do you know that you're hateful?
That's big.
How do you know that you're abusive, verbally abusive? How do you know? If you can't see the bars, right. You don't even know you in prison. You have no idea you in prison. So how do you know? And self-awareness is one of the biggest things. It's one of the biggest parts. If you're going to start developing yourself and becoming what we call the best version of yourself, it's going to take self-awareness. So what is that to you all? You know what I'm saying? Like, matter of fact, no. Let's do the what it is to you thing. Do the how did you raise your self awareness? That's what I'm gonna ask both of you.
Man,
and I can start with mine.
Go ahead.
Because mine was getting around people who were self aware. Period.
And that's I was about to say.
Period. I mean,
that's real.
Because bro, I gotta be transparent. Yeah. I was talking about on the call. On the coaching call, I thought when you get into it with your wife that you sleep in separate rooms for days. I thought that was how you...
That's what you see, right?
That's what I saw.
Yeah.
I saw my dad go in another room and sleep for days.
Yeah.
Sometimes a week.
The person who's seeking the self-awareness that you speak of.
Well, they're not seeking self-awareness because they don't even know they're not aware.
They don't know
so they're seeking a better life, but they don't know they need to be aware.
Right.
Yeah, that is
it's
one
a catch 22, right?
So, yeah. What are the breadcrumbs to say, hey, even just this is the trail on the, okay, you kind of getting it. Now you're getting somewhere. Okay. Of course, at the end of the train is going to be, I need a coach. I need a mentor. Yeah. I need something.
Church, whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah.
But what are going to be the clues to be like, okay, there's something missing.
I think too, like you know, something that we kind of how we started off. You know, there's something pulling on you. Uh-huh. You know, something that's pulling on you or pulling you in a direction. Uh-huh. The resistance between that, I think, is a breadcrumb. Because either you're not moving in that direction and you should be, you know, pursuing whatever that might be, or, you know, you are going or you're pulling away from something that you should be going after. So it's like a, I guess I could say like a double-edged sword in a way where, you know, obviously there's something that you're missing. Something's blocked. You can't see the directions you need to be going in or the direction you need to be going in. So it's like a resistance I think you feel. If you're that's you know, we're talking about self-awareness, so that's I think a part of self-awareness to be, you know, to realize that there's a pull that I'm not either, you know, being allowing to be pulled towards, or I'm pulling away from.
I think that's good. I think it's the combination of all of what we're about to mention, because that's a part of it.
Yeah.
I think another part of it is what do we always say? Success leaves clues.
That's big. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
losing leaves clues too. And at some point, you got to see the clues. I'm losing. My credit score is not good, flat out. Let's stop all of the.
Yeah.
My credit score is not good.
My
attitude.
Yeah.
I'm always angry, and we know it's everybody else's fault, right? It's everybody else's fault. But at the end of the day, I'm still angry. And some people don't know they're angry, so I can't even say that. So it's like. Yo, for real, you don't know you're angry. You don't know until you, Justin, you get a brand new girlfriend. She like, yo, you've cussed out 3 people since we left the house. Mm-hmm. In the car. They don't even know you've cussed them out. They're riding in their car. They've cut you off, whatever they did.
Yeah.
They can't hear you, but you've yelled, you've beeped your horn, you held it. I should be questioned.
Right.
I have to question success leaves clues.
Yeah.
So there are clues that, okay, whoa, I need help. And help is a hard thing to deal with.
Yeah.
And that totally lines up with his first point of awareness.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to admit it.
Yeah.
Admit you need help.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're listening to this, you should already know you need help. For real, if you listening to this right now, trust me, you need it because I need it.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, we all.
Yeah, but it's tough for some people.
Yeah, no.
It's tough. That's like the first main is hard to say I'm an alcoholic.
Some people, I think that's tough for everyone.
It's hard to say I'm addicted to food.
Yeah.
How could you? That's
shoot. I'm addicted to cronuts. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to say shoot. That. Especially when you're in the room.
You let that one go. Shoot. You let that one go. That's
all right. You know what I'm saying? Keep getting the cronuts, but don't get them every day. You can't have them every day. You can't, okay? You're addicted. All right. You know what I'm saying? You're addicted. You know what I'm saying? Like for real. Me and Angie had a nice country style donut. We had two of them. I had one, she had one. We had two.
Okay.
We had one. I guess, yeah. Yeah. I want to make sure nobody. And that was on the weekend. Guess what? I'm at 110 right now on my push ups. 110 today.
I'm behind. I got to catch up. He's going to talk trash.
Ooh, I'm at 110 here. Today. Bro, let me tell you though. I was banging today.
See, that's the one thing. If I ain't get it started in the morning, I know I'm going to be behind. I'm going to knock that. I'm going to be good. Mm-hmm.
That's the clue right there, doing it in the morning.
That's the big part.
So how do we connect this? Yeah. So awareness.
Yeah.
I think somebody has to tell you, because I've had to tell people in the group, what you're doing ain't working.
Yeah.
Flat out. It just ain't working. So what do we do? How do we? It's not, yo, let's not get stuck on shame and doubt.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody that I coach knows that. We don't get stuck on doubt. I mean, shame and fault.
Mm.
Bruh, like, if this is a court of law, we got to deal with that.
Right.
I happen to not be the judge. And you know what I'm saying? God do that for you. So right. So what I'm here to do is help you say, now what?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You aren't getting your 100. That's a fact.
That's it.
Now we gotta go Omaha. Right. Pay Manning. Yeah, yeah. We gotta say Omaha, Omaha. I mean, we gotta do something different. Omaha. We gotta do something different.
Yeah.
And that's tough. Because when you feel like you're doing good, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many times that happened on the call Saturday? Like, how many times are we on the call and hear somebody say, I felt like my win is kinda, you know. Yeah. So we do share small wins that's the whole point of the call. We share small wins. And we have people that feel like they feel even intimidated, even though our small wins are sometimes bigger than others.
Yeah.
But you got to understand, they're small wins.
Right.
And I get more. If they only knew when they're trying to impress me with wins, that I'm more excited about you saying, I straightened up all my stilettos in the closet. All my suits are on one side and my jeans are.
You give them the sauce. I'm giving them that.
Uh-huh. If they only knew, I'm more excited about you making every single day this week. I was on Beast Mode, Stro. I made the bed up.
Yep.
Because it's the little things.
Yeah.
It's the little things.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's real.
You know what I'm saying? What's number two, Justin? Give us number two.
Yeah. So, first one is awareness.
Yeah.
Acknowledgement.
Whoa. Don't go past it. We want to, okay.
That
was part together.
Yeah, that was one and one.
Oh, that's one and one. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Because I mean, being aware.
So, what do you mean when you say acknowledgement? Remember, bro, you a beast. Frankly, you a beast. We've been on this journey for a while.
Yeah.
I'm talking to the babies. I'm talking to people who don't know nothing about this. The experts, I don't even know why you watching this. You know everything. I'm here for the people that's like, for real. Mm-hmm. They might have they rolling up the blunt right now listening to us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we what does that mean? When you say awareness and then acknowledgement, what does that mean?
I'm thinking, what is the jump? Awareness.
Is it awareness first, is what you're saying?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
So it don't matter, chicken or egg?
Because I'm thinking.
But it's a combination.
Yeah. They're hand in hand. Because
I'm thinking, if I desire to be better.
That's the acknowledgement.
That's what I'm going to say. Because I'm going to sit there with myself and be like, I got to do better, whatever it is.
So let's put acknowledgement first. Acknowledgement. That's almost like when they say, I am an alcoholic. You have to first acknowledge that you are. So let's do that first. Yeah. And then number two is...
we was doing that. But
the second one was...
What was the second one? Shoot. I got it in my notes.
No, we just said it. We just said
about awareness and acknowledgement.
Okay, so awareness. Okay, so acknowledgement and awareness. The awareness can only come once you see something wrong. It's like, oh, something's wrong.
Right, right.
Yep.
Right.
He's doing it right. JCDesserts.com.
Yeah.
Oh, he offers coaching. Okay. boop, 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 boop.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then as I get immersed in that culture, a different culture, where they aren't shooting people,
right,
where they aren't drinking, where partying isn't the number one thing. This is getting yeah, heavy. When I get into a different culture, yeah, it feels like a motivation promo, Motivation Central promo.
Right,
but it's
right,
really not. It's really good, not. Because we good. We yeah, like doing what we do. That's whether good, you want to jump in Motivate Central or not, you know what I'm saying? Oh, y'all can't even see it. He got the shirt on. Yeah, he got the shirt on.
Yep.
So whether you jump in or not, this is not a promo.
Yeah.
This is not a shameless plug. But you do have to get in a culture. So before there was a Motivation Central, there was Verina Marching Band. And me and Justin were on that joker together. And I say we turned out pretty good. You know what I'm saying? And so after that, I hooked up with another culture. And me and Beans and John and Mitchell and Shati, we formed a group.
Right.
And we were making beats together. And we met a lot of people. Met a lot of people. I remember meeting KRS-One and Lil Boosie and Yo Gotti. And it was just... did I say KRS-One? That was amazing. just meeting so many people, meeting Kendrick Lamar in the studio. And just, you know, it took me places. Being in a culture of people that were like-minded, it's just 1,000, as Snoop would say, 1,000-wow, more powerful than you doing it by yourself.
Yeah.
So acknowledgement, awareness, yeah, and then where we going?
Part one, part two. Well, that's... 1A, 1B.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Part two, the willingness.
Willingness to change.
No, all three of these are connected then. Because the willing, I think you got to have that inside of all of these.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because
somebody's happy with it. Bro. First of all, this is what I tell people. Why are you coming up in this church faking it? You see, I talk with my teeth on that joint. Yeah. Bro, why are you coming to church and faking it? Bro. Yeah. We could be in the bando right now. We could be rolling up the finest of herbs. We could be drinking. We could be at the bar, and we could really be abusing ourselves. Like, let's really go out with a bang.
Right.
You want to come in here and point out everybody else's stuff, and you want to act like you? I don't even get it no more. I don't understand anymore. Like, yo, it says, I'd rather you be hot or cold.
Right, lukewarm is...
So I can see why God is so upset with people who are halfway.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you halfway? You don't even read at home.
That's so confusing.
Me and you ain't been on a date in years.
Yeah, that's very confusing.
No, the Most High is saying, yo, we ain't been on a date in years.
Yeah.
When the last time you been on a date, Justin? Watch how quick he answer this. When the last time you was on a date?
Yesterday.
Boom.
Yeah.
So we got people coming into the holy place, the house of prayer?
Yeah.
And you not really that? Yeah, choose you this day. Like, who choose you this day? Are you going to be a dentist or are you going to turn up?
Right.
Because last time I checked, dentists don't have much of a social life.
Yeah.
Especially when they're in school. You know what I'm saying? Bro, my mom had a friend who, a doctor, just got his degree.
Yeah.
Celebrated the day he got the graduation and got a DUI, hurt somebody or killed him or something, lost everything. They took it back, all that.
Wow.
All them years. You see what I'm saying, bro? Sometimes you can't talk your way out of certain situations that you behave yourself into.
I like that.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, we talking about the willingness?
Yeah.
Justin Wynn did a PDF. He got a PDF on this podcast, boy.
Because I'm think like willingness. Like I could be sitting here rolling up a blunt, like you were saying, light it. No, before I even strike the light.
It's legal, Justin. It's legal. My brain cells ain't legal.
It's legal. Oh,
that's the difference.
No, picture this. I'm lighting this up.
Yeah.
I'm low on the lighter fluid, getting it going.
Yeah.
I need to stop smoking.
It happened right before you hit it.
Soon as I say, thing is lit, boom, I'm smoking.
I was gonna say, we back decision.
To
normal.
And only the real gonna admit it right now. You listening right now to this podcast,
willingness.
Only the real gonna listen. And only the real gonna write in the comment section. I do that every time I roll up.
Yeah, and keep it pushing.
Yeah.
And then you move forward with inhaling.
Man.
But the thing what you should be doing is... Though. You should literally, when that happens, okay, so Stro, when you feel like doing this, what do you do? I'm gonna tell you exactly what I do. I cut on that podcast. He know it's heavy hitters I'm cutting on. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about no, a woman should cook for a man. Not them kind of podcast. Men aren't, chivalry is dead. Bruh. I'm cutting on power. I'm cutting on heavy hitters. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so I'm cutting on that, or I'm the old fashioned Bible app. Press play, boom, yeah. Favorite, and just let that joker run.
More than enough on there.
Yo, you're fighting with a knife, and your adversary, yourself, yeah. And the adversary has got a machine gun dogging you.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you you're thinking that your positive thinking is enough,
man.
Yo, your positive thinking, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, it's good to have.
But you're going to need principles.
Yeah.
And so, my like I said, one of my principles is literally when it's seen with the very appearance of that evil thing,
right.
Or the thing I shouldn't be doing, mm-hmm. I'm literally offsetting the thought so that thought won't grow a tree. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
I told Dickie that. I said, yo, Dickie, I was like, bro, when?
Yeah, I remember.
He said, in the grocery store.
Yeah, so throw it in.
I don't know why, but when I get in the grocery store, I just think about all types of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, because in your heart is number wicked in there.
Yeah.
It's all good, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We all like that. That's why. That's why we do what we do, because we can't. We know it's number ugliness in there.
Yeah.
You know, you ever thought about just throwing a chair at somebody for no reason? You know what I'm saying? See, y'all can leave me alone that one. But I have. Ooh, I've thought about hitting somebody for no reason. I'm like, y'all ain't never been to the grocery store. I'm like, yeah, I could take them. He don't even know you looking at him, Stroll. I'm like, nah.
Cereal.
He probably
messed up, man.
I would have to
think out the whole plan.
Yeah. Figuring out a whole plan, bro, is chilling, minding his own business. Yeah. Yo, awareness. Back to the awareness.
Yeah.
What's going on in your mind ain't even real. Half the time.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't call me. What did you figure? Right. Tell me what you figured, because I didn't call you back in 5 minutes. What did you figure?
Well, I can say I thought you were, you know, playing games on your phone. Then you got distracted off your phone and went to something else. But I can make up a whole story.
It ain't real.
It's just my phone was over there. I was over there.
We just cured a marriage problem right now. We've just cured a boo problem. There's your boo thing. Yo, hurt.
A lot of jokes on Instagram about that. Like,
it's not real.
Your wife, she don't pick up. You think she being kidnapped or something?
Bro, it's not real, bro.
It's not that.
And you ever got the pacing, bro? I'm talking about back. This is back in the day, right? On that stupid stuff now. I'm not on that. That's immature. But we're talking about. First of all, I need you to know you don't trust that person. If that's what you're doing,
yeah, if it's that much,
it ain't, y'all ain't got much, because it's like, yo, you pacing the floor because they ain't picked up the phone.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
that's a lot of energy.
Oh, bro, sweat. God. And Franklin's sweating right now. You know what I'm saying? All the time.
I sweat all the time. I ain't wasting a lot of energy doing it.
Franklin sweat all the time. Sauna. Dude. Yeah, we ain't fitting it. Yeah, bro.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. So it's just like, bro, I really need that piece.
Yeah.
I need that piece.
You know, but Justin, you got a great, I like how you're breaking this down. And, you know, I think we talked about, like, you know, acknowledging or admitting briefly when you need help,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, and identifying that. That's a part, I think, too, in your, you know, a part of the awareness side or acknowledgement side is mm-hmm. that help side or help piece, you know, because you talk about, you know, you had the band growing up. You had different types of groups.
Yeah, both of us. We was in the marching band together.
Yeah, different groups that helped to
It was a culture. We were crazy.
That's the thing. So early on.
We were band geeks, Frank. I need you to know.
Is that a part of the culture, you think?
It was.
So that's something that unites.
We almost needed help. Some people needed therapy to get off. I mean, it was rough.
Oh,
people
wow.
went to college to do band because they didn't want to give it up in high school.
Oh, wow.
And if you talk to anybody that's doing marching band right now, they'll tell you, bro, it's just something about it, bro. We talking mm-hmm. about the military-esque.
That's.
I can do military without getting shot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't actually go to war. It's just, but it's kind of war, and it's like close enough without going to actual war, but yeah. I still get that military feel. And we were so intense, and then we had the practice, and all the way in August carries all the way over to December or November, the competitions, jeez, and we spanking, and you know, bro.
But that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. So okay, yeah. So you guys had that.
Yeah.
But the person that maybe doesn't have that, how is the what's a way to, I don't want to say throw yourself into finding a culture to be a part of or anything like that.
Motivation Central, the elite training center for your mind. I like what you just did there, brother. We just gonna keep the laptop down. We gonna keep it down so y'all can see it.
But no, that's real.
Patreon.com.
That's real though, man.
Maestro Turner.
You think about like just even that type of example.
We waiting on you. Justin's really in there. I'm telling you, see it right here. He in there. Yeah, you got access to us in raw form.
And that's big. Like, you know?
What you're saying is
you got to get that.
Kindergarten grade level of finding this, find one person that you really look up to.
That part.
Some
type
I like of sense.
That part.
Whether it's business, just their, I don't know, personal life, whatever, how they carry themselves, whatever it is that attracts you to that person, you know. Start with that.
That's real.
You know, you speak that's about real. A lot, you know, big Jay-Z lyrics or big Jay-Z overall.
You know, the type, man. Loud as a motorbike, wouldn't crush a grape in a fruit fight.
I'm saying, though, that's something that's in such a close proximity for anyone to reach.
Yeah.
You know, like he said, you know, find that. I'm not saying, you know, hey, Jay-Z needs to be your you know,
hey, now he was mine. He was mine. The blueprint is in his stuff.
That's the thing.
You can get past the cussing or whatever. You may not agree with everything you say.
Yeah.
But his principles was legit. I was like, oh, okay.
And that's what I'm saying too. Is like, you know,
streets
you
is watching.
Oh man, don't.
Blocks keep clocking, waiting for you to break and make your first mistake.
Man, don't. We gonna have an episode on.
Did you hear that? That's principle.
Yeah.
If you are to survive in the jungle, and this and we ain't talking. I'm not talking about streets. I'm not from the streets.
Right.
I'm from Chesterfield. You know what I'm saying? It was like in the middle. You know what I'm saying? And then we moved to Verona when I failed the sixth grade. That's how I ended up with Justin in the high school.
Yeah.
So, bro, I'm talking about the stock brokers are watching. Your boss is the person that's trying to get your spot on the basketball team is watching.
Yep.
The courts keep clocking. The football field is clocking. You know, the defense is clocking, waiting for you to break, make your first mistake. You can insert whatever. It's a principle. A principle is universal.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yep. And people miss it. They look, oh, that was nice. He's talking about the hood. He's talking about Marcy. No. I'm inserting me in there.
Yep.
I'm inserting me.
And that's the point.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. What it said? Yo. No nation will be able to oppose you.
Right.
But what it say to me is no nation will be able to oppose Maestro.
Right.
That's what it said when I read it.
That's you.
When Justin read it, it said no nation will be able to oppose JC Desserts.
Yeah.
Period.
Dude, that's heavy.
Come on, bro. Yeah. I will make your enemies your footstool. Mm-hmm. It didn't say you got to get upset, Justin. It ain't say you got to. Yo, we got principles. That's what you wonder why we. So, you got to go ahead and read it. Go ahead and read my man. You got to read my man that sent the joint. Send the DM,
oh,
bro.
Man.
Yeah, you got to read that joke.
And we got to get that up.
You got to read that joke, bro.
Up on the screen, though.
Yeah. I'll get it on the screen, but you just read
just
that.
Just do the work. So. You know, one of our followers, just a message from him to,
you can shout him out. I mean, he's worth it because
Chris Cords, K-R-I-S.
Chris Cords, man. Love you, brother. Peace be upon you.
He said, Maestro, how you doing, man? I just want to let you know that you've been a great inspiration to me for many years, and I'm so glad you're going strong, putting out content and keeping the good work going. Much respect.
Hey, read what I wrote back. I want them to know this is how we do. This is how we do. This is not a flex. I need you to know that when you writing me in the DM, you getting me. Yeah, it's not Franklin.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It's me.
So he said, Stro said, God gives me strength, fam. Thanks for the support over the years. You all blew my platform up, and I'm grateful.
Y'all blew me up.
I will continue to speak life and encourage you all. Yeah, that sounds like
That's it.
But yeah, man, that's real. Like,
and that's what this about.
That's what it's always been about. It's always been about. Never been about anything besides impacting lives.
And Chris, you don't owe me nothing.
Yeah, that was big though. So,
we appreciate you, I want you to know, and so, for those that don't, that do not know, I don't even want to talk about it like that right now. But I will say this, when I get DMs all the time, I get messages all the time, right? So, what I do is on times where I take a long road trip or something, I go to every single person that has wrote me, and I send them a prayer. That's just my thing. You ain't got to do that. I just don't want to approach. I don't want to approach my creator with the ego like they I deserve that. You know what I'm saying? I just don't. I'm doing nothing right now.
I like that.
I'm riding in the car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It could be a time where I have a straight hour, 30 minutes to kill.
Right.
Because I'm waiting on Angie to come out. She at Marshall's or Ross. And I'd be like, yo, bro, I pray everything you touch turn to gold.
Yeah.
That your worst days are behind you and everything that you want, because if you delight yourself, you can have what you want. Right. I pray that you get it.
Yeah.
That everything you touch turn to gold. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, bro, like, what are we doing? Are you really posting to get followers and to get to big yourself up? Or are you self-aware? Are you really aware of a real problem we have in the North State, the North American continent? Okay, yeah. There's a problem. It's called selfishness. It's called idolatry. We're idolizing phones instead of the creator. We're idolizing the equipment. This is a great tool, but I cannot wake up every morning and handle my duties with the creator before I get to this machine.
Right.
And so if you're doing that, you're already out of order and you're trying to fix it. All right, that's enough. Mm-hmm. That's enough. bro. Like anymore, that.
Put the Cash App on the screen.
Yeah, I just have one.
No. Go ahead. Yeah, well, I just mean I'm done. I'm done.
Oh, no,
done.
No, you're good.
Yeah.
Good. And after it's all said and done, it's about execution.
Absolutely.
So lay back out.
Awareness,
mm-hmm.
acknowledgement,
yeah.
The willingness to change,
mm-hmm.
and then executing. That's it.
Yeah.
That is the difference, right?
Yeah.
Executing, you just getting started.
Yep.
Getting started is the execution.
Personal development. Like, and if you, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, I always say that. If you really Miss Jackson, you know what I'm saying? If you really Miss Jackson, you stay just starting in your mind.
Oof.
You stay just starting in your mind. I'm not approaching this because I'm too common with Franklin.
Yeah.
I respect him and his power. I respect JC and his power. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is, it's tough. It's a tough thing to do, y'all.
Hmm.
It's tough to be Michael Jordan and come in first at practice, the sun's not up.
Right.
And then you get with your trainer and you say, are you ready for our first thing for the day? It's the chest pass. It's not easy to approach it like it's your first, what Biggie said, and your last.
I like that.
Because it could be
either.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we know it's not the first,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to act like it's the first time.
Yeah.
We're gonna act like we gonna come in like we did at JMU. We was like, yo, we had our mics and everything straight. We had our, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We did Department of Corrections. We come in and power them. We prayed before we went out there. So now I'm 10 years in and we're gonna stop that?
Right.
We're gonna stop praying?
Nah.
You see what I'm saying? We're gonna stop the stuff that worked, you gonna stop that now? Oh, okay. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Good luck with that.
Short-lived.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's a synergy, and it's definitely execution.
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. What you got? Are you adding on to that? Or just kind of? Are you good?
Yeah, you didn't say your mouth.
We've been talking for a minute.
Yeah.
I don't want it to become noise. I don't want to become noise because he's given the formula.
Yep. Yep.
And we've given the explanation.
Yep.
Go. 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 Listen to me. To each in their lifetime comes a special moment when they're figuratively tapped on the shoulder and offered a special thing unique to their talents, fitted for only their talents. What a tragedy if that moment finds them unprepared or unqualified for that, because it could have been their finest hour. Like Winston Churchill, that quote alone, if you don't do the work, when that moment comes, you're not going to be ready. So I suggest you put in the work. Do it now. Start today. Yeah. You're not too late. Somebody asked me that today. What do you do about someone you feel like is like they late in the game? I said, what?
Yeah.
I said, you late? I said, what does that mean? Like, oh, I guess that means they're 45, 50, they're 55. They want to make a change. Let me tell you something, bro. As long as you ain't, you know, I mean, bro, even if you're behind bars.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Detroit Red came out Malcolm X. So I don't even know. I don't even think jail can stop you.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that if you have put on your pants one leg at a time like me, because I don't float in them, then you have something to offer.
Yeah.
You have something to offer. Do the personal development. The dream is free. Hustle soul separately, man.
Oh, good stuff, brothers.
We'll see y'all next week.
Absolutely. Yep.